In the light of massive arming of Hezbollah by Syria, Israel is putting Syria on notice in no uncertain terms. According to the London Sunday Times, Israel recently delivered a very pointed warning to Syria through a third party. Israel told Syrian President Bashar Assad that it will respond to missile attacks from Hezbollah, the militant Lebanese-based Islamist group, by launching immediate retaliation against Syria itself. In a message sent earlier this month, Israel made it clear that it now regards Hezbollah as a division of the Syrian army, and that reprisals against Syria will be fast and devastating. Apparently, the message was meant to reinforce a previous warning by Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman. Earlier this year, he warned Syria that if a war breaks out, the Assad dynasty will lose its power and will cease to reign in Syria. The Sunday Times also quoted another Israeli minister who spoke off the record. He warned, "We'll return Syria to the Stone Age by crippling its power stations, ports, fuel storage, and every bit of strategic infrastructure if Hezbollah dares to launch a ballistic missile against us." Over the past few months, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah has threatened Israel with various reprisals. Among other things, he promised that any attack on Beirut's airport would be followed by a rocket attack on Tel Aviv's Ben-Gurion airport. Before now, Hezbollah's missiles could not reach Tel Aviv. The Israelis see the supply of Scud missiles to Hezbollah as a serious threat. The Israeli cabinet minister, who spoke off the record also, noted that this is the first time that an internationally known terror organization has been equipped with ballistic missiles. Of course, Syria denies the shipment of Scud missiles, saying that Israel is making up the charge to justify an attack. And true to form, White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs sided with Syrians. He said that while the White House believes the intent was there, it was doubtful the transfer took place. Over at the State Department, spokesman Philip Crowley saw the potential danger of Syrian Scuds in Hezbollah hands in a different light. He said, "If such an action has been taken, and we continue to analyze this issue, clearly it potentially puts Lebanon at significant risk." Lebanon at significant risk? It is unconscionable for Obama administration to be playing politics in such a potentially catastrophic situation. Israel consistently has the best intelligence in the Middle East. It knows that its very survival depends upon knowing the intentions of hostile neighbors, of which Syria is the worst. For Barack Obama's press secretary to, in effect, call Israeli assessment a lie and side with Syria and Hezbollah is the most shocking position yet taken by an American president against Israel. But Israel must live in the real world. Their survival allows no margin for error.